Greetings. Hey, this is Dr. Nilsson. Glad you could join me here on this little bit of a recording. So what I want to talk about today is, you know, in creating the holistic family, one of the things that you really got to become aware of is the food you're eating. And foods become, truly, they become medicine. And a lot of people say that, but what does that even mean? Well, yes, food is medicine, and plants are medicine, but what it means is this, that your mouth becomes the gateway to your health, and what you're eating is a direct result. What you're putting in your mouth will come out as you, right? So, you know, the old adage, you are what you eat. Well, that's exactly right. You are what you eat, or you're a assimilated version of what you've been eating. So if you've been eating a potato chips a lot, you are a potato chip. No, not really, but in that sense, if you're eating healthy, you are going to generally, because I do have some people who are eating very healthy and their health is still not where it should be, because they're working on that. But generally, when you think of foods, those things that are alive, so something that is more alive or real, it's going to be better for you. So you think of, like, I call a thing called real food 40. You know, it's like eating real food for 40 days. But when you're on that program, what you want to be focusing on is actually eating real foods. You know, like real foods that you can actually look at them and it's like, oh, that's the food. Or if you're someone who makes things at home, for example, my wife will make, she'll actually use real food. She actually grains her own She'll actually grind her own grains at home and then turn that real food into something that you can, you know, different shape, but it's still real food, if you know what I mean. So thinking real food, one of the best sources of real food, obviously, are vegetables, fruits, good healthy lean meats, and sometimes not just lean meats, but just meat in general for those of you who need it. And then the other thing that really with real food is, you know, getting good fats and oils into your system. There's this big misconception that if you eat fats, you're going to get fat. And that's so far from the truth in humans. In humans, we're mammals, we're warm-blooded. If we eat sugars and carbohydrates and starches, that's how we gain weight. Think about it like this. Out in nature, before a bear is about to hibernate, he tries to get as many calories as he can. One of the things that bears, or actually let's use deer as an example, because then you can take the carnivore out of it. So let's take a deer for example. Or even a cow, because you're more familiar with a cow. But first we'll use a deer and then we'll use a cow. How does a deer fatten up for the winter? How do they put their winter coat on? Well, as it starts to get cold, Mother Nature also starts to cause the plants to have more sugar in them. So like an apple, as it starts to get cold, and as the season goes on, and then it goes from being ripe, and as it ripens, then in the ripeness, as it ripens, it actually turns to more sugars. Like an apple, as it ripens, and then as an apple starts to get cool at night, really hot days, it'll actually turn more into sugar, and it becomes very sweet. Well, let's say a deer eats alfalfa, or grasses. As those grasses start to ripen, if you will, over the summer, start getting into the fall, the plants naturally start to turn things more into like a sugar starchy. So when the deer eats that and they increase their caloric intake, then they start to actually create fat. Well, now let's use an example of a cow, because you can relate more to a cow. My grandpa was a farmer, and he used to say, we're going to fatten this cow up before we take it to auction. And I kind of wondered how he's fattening up the cow. Well, how do you fatten up a cow? Because if a cow is just on grass, they'll get some fat. But how do you really fatten a cow? How do you really cause fat to grow on a mammal, on a cow, on a person? How do you fatten up the cow, Grandpa? What do? You give it grain. Especially, you give it corn. And you really fatten up a cow by giving it corn. And you give it grain. Right? A lot of cows don't eat wheat. However, cows, they can eat like the oats and the corn. Give them like the corn mash, and that will help fatten them up. All right, so guess what you do if you want to fatten up a human? You give them a lot of grains, and you give them a lot of sugars, and you give them a lot of starches, and their body can't burn those starches fast enough. So the body says, hey, we've got all this excess. We don't want to waste it. What do we do with it? And the body, the liver says, well, let's package it up into fat. That way we can store it just in case we ever have a time of famine, just in case. Store it up. So really the way to fatten up a human or a cow or a deer or whatever warm-blooded animal you want, you increase the caloric intake, you increase the sugars, the carbs, the starches. And that way the body can turn that extra sugar, that extra starch, that extra carbohydrate into fats. That, my friends, is the tip of the day. I hope you can realize that, hey, if you want to fatten up your kids, you want to fatten up yourself, eat more sugars, eat more carbohydrates, eat more starches, and you too can be fat like the rest of our nation. This is Dr. Nielsen. Actually, guys, I'm just joking. Don't really do that. I was just being, sorry, don't really do that. You guys eat more vegetables, fruits, be sparing on the meats, and make sure you add healthy fats to your diet. It will not cause you to be fat. It'll actually work as a source of energy and fuel. This is Dr. Dilson. Remember this, to live in wholeness every day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.